But if you were a son, if you were an heir, and the landowner gave you land, brother, that land is yours forever and ever and ever and ever. And with it, all the rights and privileges that come with being a landowner. Ezekiel 46, check this out. This is what it says, right out of the Bible. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince gives a gift of some of his inheritance to any of his sons, it shall belong to his sons. It's their possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift of some of his inheritance to one of his servants or slaves, it shall be his until the year of liberty, after which it will return to the prince. Wow, you lose it. But his inheritance shall belong to his sons. It shall become theirs. You know what? The rich and the powerful people of this world, you may see them and wonder how it is that they can be in absolute rebellion against God and living like the devil and doing everything against the word of God, and yet they have wealth, they have money, they have fast cars, they have nice homes, they have bank accounts just exploding over with riches. But when they check out of here, they lose it all because they're slaves. They're sons of this world. They're in bondage. And God, by his common grace, for all you theologians in here, when God, by his common grace, allows them to experience his goodness in the world in spite of their wickedness, in spite of their rebellion, in spite of their hardness of heart, they may enjoy it for a time, but there's a day coming where they lose everything. But if you are a son, if you've been adopted into the family of God, and you now belong to Jesus Christ, when you check out of here, you're going home, and you are going home to a reward that will not fade, that will not grow old, that nobody can steal, that will not break down. It lasts forever and forever and forever and ever because you are now a son. You are now an heir. You belong to him. And he throws open the doors of heaven and says, all that I have now belongs to you. It is yours forever. That's the difference between being a son and being a slave. I'll take sonship, thank you very much. You can have this world and whatever it has to offer. I want to know that I belong to him. And when judgment day comes and that day of reckoning comes, I want the stuff that's going to last forever and ever and ever, that will never slip through my fingers. That's what Christ has to offer. And he says, if you will abide in my word, it's yours. It's yours. Praise God. All you have to do to enjoy him and his mind-blowing riches in Christ is to abide and continue in his word. And if you have never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have never truly said, Lord, save me, I am yours, it's not there. But all it takes is a decision. All you have to do is say, yes, God. Yes, God. I want to know you. I want to know what it's like to be yours. And I don't ever want to walk out of that. I want to know you forever. I just want to give you an invitation. I'm not going to beat you to death. I'm not going to stand here for 25 minutes and beg and plead. But if you've never prayed to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a very simple thing. If you'd like to pray that today, I want to pray with you. I won't embarrass you. We'll just pray together. If you would like to do that and you're not ashamed of Christ and you're not afraid of what people might think because you want to be a Christian, because you want to know that you have an inheritance forever, if you want to just lift up your hand right now, we'll just pray right now. It'll only take 30 seconds. We'll pray and just seal that for you. And I would be delighted. We would all be delighted to pray together so that you can have that and it can belong to you. Praise God. all right, I'll stand here for 20, I'll stand here for 15 seconds. Are you sure? Any second thoughts, any doubts, you can put them away. Because God is calling you to belong to Him. Praise God. Amen. Well, then I say, let's celebrate. What do you say? I say, let's bring the music ministry up here and bring this thing out of here with shouts of praise and glory. And Dave, man, crank that thing up an extra notch, man. We're going out of here loud because God is worthy of it. He deserves our praise, man.